The amendments eliminate the law's blood quantum requirement for people inheriting restricted status land. That's privately owned land under tribal jurisdiction exempt from state taxes.
As it stands right now, if you are less than one half blood quantum of the five tribes, so if I am less than one half Cherokee, when that land passes from my parents to me, it falls out of restricted status and it just becomes another piece of Oklahoma.
That's Sarah Hill of the Cherokee Nation. She says the 1947 Stigler Act led to the gradual loss of most restricted lands in Oklahoma, and that was the intention.
So the purpose of the law was to take land out of restricted status and get it onto the tax rolls. They're trying to eliminate the tribes. There's no other tribe in the country where blood quantum determines whether or not that land is still considered Indian land.
The amendments passed the House and Senate and are expected to be signed by the president. For KGOU, I'm Caroline Halter.